Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening. Stay tuned, because if you are talent, a singer, or a comic, I've got a major contest happening right here at the studios on 3 FM, 3 AM. And just a minute, I'm going to introduce to you one of our judges, and then we have another judge on the phone, and we actually have our first audition tonight. Now, get this, it's only $5 to enter. And it does help pay for the airtime. It's not much, but it's a little bit close towards the airtime, right, James?
Yeah.
So in the meantime, our first judge, James. James is a comedy guru. He's amazing. He has shows all over. And so what would you be looking for in a comedy part of, you know, somebody's video sending in?
Well, like different things. Laughs per minute, crowd interaction, probably originality, storytelling skills, basically an entire set, you know? But, I mean, if somebody doesn't have one-liners, it's something I'll look for. Okay, laughs per minute's one thing I'll look at, too.
Okay, and how long should, I mean, I'm thinking, you think a minute is good? About? And then we'll have a quick interview with them, and then we'll go like this, that your time is up.
They might need more than a minute.
Okay, so
it depends on the type of comedian you're dealing with and the material that they're working with. It could be a story they want to tell.
Right.
But if they want to hit you with 2 minutes of one-liners, that's kind of stuff I do, you know?
Right.
It just depends.
So we're excited to have James here. He's one of our official judges. And James has a few gifts that we give him as well for helping us out. So we're excited about that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So stay tuned after the show, because there's Stand Up For News. It's all comics that are local. And what about
Stand Up For News.
There we go. So if somebody sends in a video that has not any audience behind it, you can you figure it out if they don't have an audience?
They should probably send a clip from a comedy club. Like, okay. A 5 minute clip I'll watch.
But what happens if
you want me to watch the clips and then have them come in and do a 2 minute quickie? Well, that sounds like fun, right, Matt? And then, you know what I mean?
What I'm trying to
and
say
then
is...
And then we can do a live one, too, like that. And
well,
then
that, too, but
whittle it down.
Maybe they're sending in from, you know, Japan or some, you know, around the country, and they don't have a stand-up comedy club. And they're going to... Maybe we could just do another category for that.
Good thing I speak Japanese, you know?
Well, we have an exciting a guest that is on the air, too. We're going to get him on in just a minute. He is a record label, not yet, but we also have some other surprises in this show. So if you're interested, you can text 727-871-7788. We're live on TikTok as well. And my name is Dawn Reese, and we will get you signed up, and you can send in your video audition or audio audition if you're a comic or a singer, and you will get your own half-hour show that I will help you with for one time, and you'll be on 3 FM AM. And if you're out of the country or anywhere else, guess what? Don't worry about that, because you can even do a Zoom, but you'll be live on the radio. How do you think about that? That's pretty cool. So anyways, let's get to
Matt knocked over my camera.
Oh, no. So that's comedy. So let's go to our first contestant, and we're going to let her introduce herself. Angel, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Angel.
Speak a little louder, Angel, and tell everybody your full name and how old you are.
Hi, my name is Angel Nalani Guerrero. I'm 16 years old as of now.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And so where are you residing? What state?
Well, I'm from Hawaii originally, but we moved to Vegas. About 2 years ago, so we're now in Summerlin.
Okay, I'm coming to Vegas soon. I want to see you guys. I'm coming to Vegas. I want to go to Vegas. I need
Sounds
a road
like a plan.
I want to go to Vegas bad. I got some comedian friends in Vegas like Linda Marcus Smith and Lindsay Glazer. They want me to come. Yeah, I had her on my show after your show one time.
Yeah, I love her. I love her. So I got a few clips that you sent in, and we're going to have some judges. We have a record label in a minute that we're going to introduce after you sing. So let's play the first.
Oh, she's a singer?
She's a singer.
She's not a comedian?
Not yet. We need more comics.
Do I get to judge singing? Singers?
We can talk about it.
I'm not a very good judge of singers since
He's
I can't sing that
judge.
Good either, you know?
I can't sing either. I do karaoke in the car by myself. Karaoke, yes. So anyways, let's hit the first one. I know. The first one, the National Anthem. I will be right back.
What's so proud of? Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and rockets right there, the bombs bursting in air.
Awesome. You win. We're no contest anymore.
The contest is not over.
You win.
Yeah. So that was amazing. I think that's a great kickoff for the contest that we're having to have that national anthem. Where did you sing that at?
That was actually at the Aviator Stadium here in Vegas.
Wow.
It's for one of the baseball games. I know. It was really exciting.
Wow. I do have to brag before we go.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that is very impressive.
Thank you.
So I have to brag. You're very theater and like you sound Disney on your next one. I think you sent me two of them. So we're going to play a little snippet of that and then come back and quickly interview you and get the record label on as well. So let's play the second one and we'll be right back.
Who's he that's marry me, with his ring and his marry me, the nerve of all. This is not what was meant to be, how could he ruin it all, with those two words. I thought I knew him, something in me wanted a change, what did I miss? A kiss, one hug, a hopeful that we were meant to forge frontiers. How could I be so wrong? And I need my sisters here. If I can't share my dreams, what were they for? I thought I promised that we would never.
My mic is off.
I got together, when amazed the world. How can I live my dreams or even start when everything has come apart?
Okay, so that was another snippet, and let's play the other one. I kept asking my engineer, because I'm trying to talk to the comedian judge here, and I'm like, is my mic off? And he's like giving me hand signals. I wasn't sure what you were saying.
You should read Captain Jim Marvin's hand signal radio booklet. It's selling for 99 cents at Dollar Tree, in the Dollar Tree barrel thing with all the other 99 cent crap. Hey, man.
All right, let's go to her last
Jim
song.
Jim flipped me off.
Video now. Thanks. Okay, go ahead, Anu.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own. Oh, cause you won't listen. Yeah, listen. I am alone at a crossroads. I'm not at home in my own home. And I've tried and tried to say what's on my mind. You should have known. Oh, now I'm done believing you. You don't know what I'm feeling. I'm more than what you made of me. I followed the voice you think you gave to me. But now I gotta find.
So since you are our first contestant, we gave you three songs. And so if we can find a hand clap back there, that would be great, Matt. In the meantime, I do want to brag about her. She was one of my reporters at the International Christian Film Festival years ago. And I got her behind the scenes of America's Got Talent that she got to do some interviews.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And that was fun. I remember that.
Yes. And how old are you now?
I'm 16 now.
Wow, amazing. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Hawaii for most of my life. It was kind of a small island, so I did a bunch of musical theater. I was into dancing and singing a lot. I ended up traveling a lot for pageantry, too, and then I got more into interviewing with Hollywood Connections, too.
That's
so we would travel a lot
well,
for that.
I saw on your resume that you love hip-hop dancing, and what impresses me that you've done a lot of volunteer work, which is pretty amazing.
Yes, we have done a lot of volunteer work. We try to do it at least once a month, as much as we can.
Well, that is our first contestant. We only have 10 minutes, and I have two more quick interviews, and I want to thank you for calling in.
Can I ask her a question first? Who's your musical inspiration? Who's your favorite singer, artist, band?
I've always really looked up to Judy Garland.
Oh, cool.
I know she's really old.
Didn't see that coming.
But I always thought she was an amazing actor, and she had an amazing story. So I always looked up to her in a way.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you, our first contestant. Woohoo!
Good job. You're amazing. You win.
Yeah, so we'll let you know the winners will be announced in July, about July 8th or 7th, I think, in that week. We'll keep you posted. All right, thank you for entering. Now, if you want to enter, thank you. God bless you. If you want to enter, it's only $5, and we've got some amazing judges. Let's get our judge number two. He's on the air. Joe Jr. Gallagher. Hello, how are you?
Joe Gallagher Jr. is present.
Hi. I love presents. So, Joe, a few minutes. We'd like to introduce you as a judge. Tell everybody what you're looking for as a judge for Hollywood Connections Talent Search.
Versatility. I need artists that are able to adapt to every situation that could possibly come across their path. And I need people that can cross over into other genres, too.
And so, what ages will you be looking at?
Oh, really, any age. That's talent is talent.
I agree. And you've got some big concerts that you're putting together as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Actually, I got a talent buyer calling me right now, and I'm going to have to deny his phone call.
Well, what I liked, we talked on the phone, you said that one of your prizes for the singers, you're going to offer them branding on something. Explain what you're going to offer them.
So Atlas Star Records is in conjunction with Ghost Monkey Brewery and Strike Pig Distillery, but we can manufacture all different types of products. Fruit juice, water, any CBD hemp products, any liquor, tobacco. So we have a bunch of different products that we manufacture. And then also, obviously, we got T-shirts and hats and, you know, apparel and that kind of stuff. We're connected in the fashion industry as well.
That's amazing. And so we're excited to have you as a judge. You'll be getting videos, and then you'll be letting us know who is your top, and then we'll have a top spinoff with that as well. And the winner of every different category, I'm going to offer them their own half-hour show one time, and I'm working on some other amazing gifts as well. So Joe Jr. Gallagher, thank you so much for calling in, and give everybody your website.
So it's www.atlasstarrecords.com.
That's right. And we'll be back with another amazing guest, I hope. All right. Thanks, Joe. Now, I'm waiting for another gentleman. He has something really exciting. He's putting a hip-hop contest together. I don't know. He's in a heavy meeting. He was supposed to call in. If not, we'll get him on in 2 weeks as well. And they're going to be taking their winner for hip-hop to Japan. So, nice. The hip-hop singers that are on my show will end up going to audition for him as well. So, we have a variety of things that are happening with that. So, in the meantime, if you'd like to enter Hollywood Connections Talent Search Comedians and also Singers, this is your chance to be seen and be heard. And I'm hooked up with agents, producers, and casting directors. That's what this show is all about. So, anyways, James, I have to tell you and thank you because I went to comedy school after my divorce, you know, back in the days. I'm happily married right now. Hi, Bert, if you're listening, my hubby. So when we had a restaurant that was local here, we had met online. We had met on Facebook.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Oh, I thought you meant you and Bert.
No.
Hey, Bert. Yeah.
So anyways, long story short.
Russo's, you bring me on your show. You tell me, hey, do your own show. We did.
That's right. We had a comedian show.
I wouldn't be
show.
Here if it wasn't for you right now in this spot. But we live in the now, you know.
It was so cool because you said you're going to graduate because I went to Pauly Shore's sister for comedy. And I also got on stage. And the first were a little bit edgy and rough. But then all of a sudden, one day, I killed it. It was like people were high-fiving me, and they're like, you got that set really good. Yeah, I know.
I recorded it. I think I have it recorded still. But you showed a progression, and you evolved on the stage there at Russo's.
Yes, I even put it on TikTok.
One night, you were just better than everybody else.
it was so much fun.
You had the crowd. It wasn't like you brought anybody like other than your normal people, you know, either. It was the crowd liked you a lot, and then you started sticking it every week. You got good.
The other thing is when I said I'm going to put it on TikTok and get a lot more hits, and people were liking it and laughing, and so we did that on a video chat.
You should be hitting more mics and going and maybe getting booked for shows or something like I suggested.
Well, I need to brush up because I'm in this big event in July, and my talent... I explained that later to you. My talent is comedy. So, anyways, but the thing is, how do you guys get up in the morning? Because I have another job part time. We have a sailing charter
business. Insomnia. Jim sleeps in until like 1:30.
That's what happened to me.
He's a comfortably self-employed sort of.
That's what happened.
Comfortably
like,
unemployed.
These comics are amazing.
But I go to bed at like 4 and I get up at like 6 every day, except the weekends I wake up later.
Yeah, that was the only hard thing was like getting up in the morning. If it was, you know, but where do you do your comedy shows? Where are they at?
Right now, Lucky Lizard every Monday. We have a comedy show open mic.
At what
and
time?
We have a headliner. This week it's Gene by Gene. He killed that room last week.
Ooh.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock at Lucky Lizard Tap House. Every Monday, 8 o'clock right
and
now.
And how long does it last?
That's till we're done, 10:30-ish.
Okay, that's
so
not bad.
So 2.5 hours, sometimes 2 hours. Last time we had like 17 comedians signed up.
Wow.
And then we had everybody killed it. It was a really fun night. It's been going on there for about 6 weeks, 7 weeks. We have this thing called the Orlando Invasion. I have 13 Orlando hard-hitting comics that they're booked to come here to Tampa, the Pinellas County, to challenge the Tampa Bay comics and see who's funnier. It's not a roast battle, but if they show up at the same mics that these comics are going to rotate through that we have that are all in conjunction with us to do this Orlando Invasion, it'd be the second annual. The first one was before COVID. That's why it wasn't back-to-back years, but we did it at three different rooms all within like a mile of each other downtown St. Pete, and it went awesome. So this one should be even better.
Well, that's super cool.
I believe.
And we're going to come back. Next week will be Teresa, her Beauty Queen special, one of my reporters. If you'd like to be a reporter, that can happen too. And also, I want to shout out to all the shops in Sankey. They have our flyers for SunKissCharters.com, a 37-foot pond, no, 37-foot endeavor. I've worked all day. $400 flat fee for the 3 hours in intercoastal, I mean, out in the Gulf of Mexico. We have a 28-foot pontoon boat that's amazing out in the intercoastal fishing license we have, and you go fishing, and that's $125 an hour to our minimum. Call 727-871-7788 or go to sunkisscharters.com. There's my commercial. And the contest that we're having, let me just do 2 more minutes before Stand Up for News is on. I heard you're having Tommy Chong on again.
He'll be back again. Yeah,
wow.
You saw that. That's right.
I did. Congratulations.
But he's going to be on the podcast, and then we're going to edit pieces, and then Matt's going to play it for us when we send it to him.
Super cool.
While we're like, okay, setting up. We'll set up the clips of the show a little bit. Because the time constraint.
Yeah. That's super cool. That's exciting. So also, too, here's how this contest is rolling. So I'm looking for singers all ages. You may have your own half-hour show, and I'll teach you how to do that here at the studios. If you're out of the state or out of the country, you can call in or Zoom in. We have a Skype line as well, and we'll tell you how that works. It is $5 to enter. We have you on the air. We interview you. We play your music. And you have 2 songs, you know, that would be really to impress the judges. And we'll have more judges on in 2 weeks to explain who they are. And that's so exciting. And then also the comics. We have James here. He is a professional comic and he is touring all over the place and has his own group of comics up in about 2 minutes on this show. And he will be one of our judges as well. So if you're sending in a video, you know, that I'll give all that explanation to you. You can send it to drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. Now, I do want to add, I have 1 more minute. We do have shows like Miracle Stories that I have and the Concierge Show, which is super fun, fun things to do. And I have to give a shout out to Splash Harbor Water Park, Natalie over there. I love that place. And I'm going to give a 2-ticket giveaway in the next week or so. It is my favorite happy place, and I go floating down the Lazy River, and there's a rum shack over there, and it's super cool.
I saw some videos of you floating around, just relaxing.
I love those inner tubes. Well, I'm Dawn Reese, and this is Hollywood Connections special, Hollywood Connections talent search, and I'm so excited to have our judges, and I'm very honored from their backgrounds. They've been in this for years, and they will be judging your talent. And
7 years, not 4.
Why didn't I mean 4?
You want me to tell one of my jokes for you?
Yeah.
I gotta do my show.
Bye, everybody. God bless you.
All right, thanks again.
Bye.
Looking forward to the concert.